Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us on the call this morning. If you could tell me who we have on the line.
Junelle.
Good morning. Thank you.
Shauna.
Good morning, Shauna. Thank you.
Leo.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able
to. It's like so long we've been waiting for our speaker to join us, so we'll give a few more moments. Praise the Lord. Again, we are giving, going to give a few more moments for our guests to come in. Thank you so much for your patience this morning. Are we going in?
God. Praise the Lord. 10 intercessors again that are on the line. If you can go ahead and announce yourself, we're going to go ahead and get started with our rotation.
Pat.
I know. Okay. Go ahead. And that was Janelle and Shauna?
Yes.
Pat.
Is that, okay. Amen. So we're going to have Janelle, if you could open us up, followed by Shauna and followed by Pat, and if we could take about only about 5 minutes since we're going to have a guest on this morning, so we're going to give time for her to share the word. So if we'll spend anywhere from 5 to 7 minutes.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you. Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning just thanking you for who you are, God, just blessing you, just loving you and magnifying you on this morning. God, we come on this line to give you honor, to give you thanks, God. We know that in your word it says, now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all the nations shall flow unto it. So, God, we scale the mountain of prayer today to reach the throne of grace where we can obtain grace and find mercy in the time of need. God, we just come up lifting up the needs of those who are in pain on today. God, I just lift up Donna Williams to you. God, there is bleeding in the back of her eyes. And God, we recognize that you can heal any situation, that there is nothing that is too hard for you. So God, we ask that your healing virtue would just begin to course throughout her body, God. And I command every organ in her body to operate in the perfection in which you have created it. God, I thank you that you love her and that healing is, in fact, the children's bread. So God, I declare that she is healed on today. God, when she goes to the doctor on Tuesday at 1:45 p.m., astound the doctors. Let it be that when they go there, that what they saw before, they shall see no more. So God, I just thank you that you're already doing it, because we know, God, that while we are yet speaking, you are already answering. And God, right now, I just lift up Sister Barbara, one of our intercessors. She's in the hospital because she had a stroke. So God, I ask that you would allow your healing virtue to course throughout her veins as well. God, whatever has caused this stroke, God, I ask that you would just remove those barriers, God, any stress, God, anything that has come against her body. God, I ask that you would just begin to remove those situations, God, so that when she leaves the hospital, God, she will not go back into the same situation. And God, I just ask that when she comes out, God, that you would restore her to health, God, that you would grant her clarity in the decisions that she needs to make going forward. God, I ask that you would even improve her health, God. Give her a greater measure of health than she had before she even went in. So, God, I just speak peace to her even right now while she's in that hospital room. And, God, I ask that you would send your angels, God, to go in there and to just minister healing and wholeness to her. And I thank you, God, that that's done. God, I lift up Taylor right now. God, I thank you that you've already shown what is going on now. God, I ask that you would just send your healing diagnosis to that situation, God. The process has already been done, God, but now I declare the end of a thing. So, God, even right now, I ask that you would remove all of the things that are surrounding that situation. Yes, they have seen what is taking place, but they have not dealt with the exterior situation. So, God, I ask that you would place an estoppel to those situations even right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare that Taylor is healed and she is whole. So, God, we just thank you for what you're already doing. We thank you for what has already been done. And we just praise you in advance and we claim the victory in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we bless your name, God. We give you glory. We give you honor, God, because you alone are worthy of the praise, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We come before you this morning humbly, oh God. We come before you, oh God, with a heart of gratitude. God, we're grateful for the opportunity just to come before your throne of grace. We come before your presence this morning singing, oh God. We come entering your gates with thanksgiving, oh God, and entering your courts with praise, oh God, because you are good, God, from everlasting to everlasting. Father God, there is nobody like you. You are Alpha and Omega, God, and everything in between. Father, you are that which rises in the morning, oh God, and that which sets in the evening. So we bless your name and we give you glory, oh God, because everything we need, we can find it in you, God. We praise you because your grace and your mercy, oh God, each and every morning, oh God, you continue to bless us, oh God, with your grace and your mercy, oh God. We praise your holy name, God. You are our God and we will exalt you, oh God. Father God, on this morning, God, we come before you, God, on behalf of our youth, oh God. We ask, oh God, that the blessings of you will come upon our youth, oh God. God, even those that live in fear, oh God, even those that live in doubt, oh God, even those, oh God, that deal with mental illness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, even those that live in circumstances that are beyond their control, oh God, we ask, oh God, that the blessings of the Lord come upon them, oh God, in their situations, oh God. God, we pray for divine healing in every area of their lives, oh God, their spirit, their minds, oh God, even their will and their emotions, oh God. God, and if there be any need for physical healing, oh God, we pray that you will release your healing balm upon them, oh God. God, give them a fresh new release and flow of your favor, oh God, your compassion and your love, oh God, your wisdom of understanding, oh God. God, let your blessings flow like living water, oh God, in great abundance, oh God. God, even those that are coming out of high school and going into adulthood, oh God, those that are leaving their families, oh God, and going to college, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you will continue to cover them, oh God. Bless them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, oh God, that your presence, oh God, will be with them wherever they go. We pray, oh God, that you will keep them and that you will cover them, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the relationship that they already have in you, oh God, with you, oh God. We declare that and decree, oh God, that no weapon that's formed against them shall prosper, oh God. God, but instead that they will prosper in every area of their lives, oh God, even as their soul prospers, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your presence being manifested in your life, oh, in their lives, oh God, because we know that in your presence is the fullness of joy, oh God. God, and in your presence that they are complete and whole, oh God. Nothing missing, Father, nothing lacking and nothing broken, oh God. We thank you for your provision, oh God, and that all their needs are met according to your riches and glory, oh God. We thank you for your protection, oh God. God, your perfect love that casts out all fear, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for peace, oh God, the peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God. God, and where there's brokenness, oh God, where there's hurt, oh God, where there's disappointment, oh God, God, minister to them, oh God. God, even if they be away, oh God, from their parents, oh God, we pray, oh God, that you would connect individuals to their lives, oh God, who will minister to them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you would bless our youth in their coming and their going, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would bless them in the city and in the field, oh God. God, especially those that have declared that you are Lord over their lives, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would even bless the fruit of their hands, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, bless and prosper everything that they touch, oh God. God, even cause their enemies to come at them in one direction, oh God, and flee, oh God, in seven directions, oh God. Cause them to know, oh God, that the spirit that's on the inside of them, oh God, is greater than that spirit that's in the world, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for their God-given destinies, oh God, that they will hold on, oh God. God, that they will be agent changers, oh God. God, instead that they will not conform to the ways of this world, oh God. God, but everywhere that they go, oh God, that your spirit, oh God, and your power will prevail, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask, oh God, that even your face shines upon them, oh God. God, even that they find favor, oh God, wherever they are, oh God, in the schools, oh God. God, even in their employment, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for divine covering, oh God. We thank you for divine protection, oh God. And we thank you for divine healing, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear God. Father God, we just thank and praise you, God. We glorify your name, dear God. We thank you, God, for your son, Jesus Christ. God, we just thank you for your sustaining blood, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for restoration on today. Father God, we pray, God, that you touch and heal, hallelujah, every person, God, that concern us, God, everyone that are connected to us, God, even those that we don't know, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we believe, God, that it is your will for us to be healed, God, body, soul, and mind, Father God. Father, we ask you to cover us in the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, God, from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. God, we ask you to cast out anything that shouldn't be in us. Root out every unhealthy, hallelujah, and abnormal cell, God. Open every blocked artery or vein, hallelujah. Rebuild and repair blemish, God. In a damaged area, God, we ask you to remove all inflammation and clean, hallelujah, any infection, oh God, by the power of Jesus Christ's precious blood. Father God, we thank you right now, God. We thank you for the fire, hallelujah, of your healing, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch, God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, every part of our bodies, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, let our body function, God, the way you designed it, God. In the name of Jesus, take any blindness off our eyes, God. Unstop our ears, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for our unsaved loved ones, God. We ask you to deliver them, God. God, let them want to be drawn to you, God. Let them want to live for you, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray your will, God, over their lives, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, your word said that you wish that none should perish but have everlasting life. And, God, in the name of Jesus, we call that drug addict, God, out to you today, God. We call that drug addict to the kingdom of God. We call that alcoholic to the kingdom of God. We call that fornicator to the kingdom of God. We call that gambler to the kingdom of God. We call that liar to the kingdom of God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you, God, to save, God, in the name of Jesus. Deliver, Lord. Set the captive free in the name of Jesus. God, and we give you honor. We give you praise. And we give you glory, God. Oh, God, we love on you today, God. God, we thank you for everything, God. And we call it all done in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen and thank God. I bless you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We honor him this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the spirit of prayer and intercession. We bless the Lord for what he has done and even what he's doing in our lives. We bless God, for this is truly the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We shall enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. We'll be thankful unto him and we will bless his name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, come on and magnify the Lord with me this morning and let us exalt his name together. Let us give him glory this morning.
Hallelujah.
As we prepare the word this morning from the woman of God. Hallelujah. We want to give God praise. Hallelujah. We want to magnify him. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, God, we do bless you,
Stifling spirit,
We resist every spirit of indifference. Every indifferent spirit, we sent you and we cast you out. We plead the blood this morning. We plead
the blood.
The blood prevails. The blood prevails. I thank you for signs and wonders. I thank you for demonstration of power. I thank you, God.
Jesus.
And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing.
Take this time, even now this morning, we want to ask you to go ahead and mute your lines.
as we prepare to receive this mighty woman of God, a prophet in her own right. Amen. Prophetess Sabrina McCants, we want to receive her now. We want you, please, prophetess, just to take a few moments and tell us a little bit about who you are as you prepare to share with us as the Lord leads you on this morning.
Amen. God bless you. Praise you, the Lord. I am so elated at this time to be a part of what God is doing. And I honor the Lord for the woman of God, Pastor Prophetess Belinda Farrington, to have the opportunity today to be a part of giving what God has allowed me to speak as an assignment. To be brief about myself, God bless everybody. I am Prophetess Sabrina McCants, and I am a prophetic apostolic profound revelatorial prophet that God has place in this season to bring forth and to do the works of God. I've been in ministry for about to deep events and higher and to go out and do the works of God. As God began to use me and to declare what it is that he wants me to do in this season, I have to be fine-tuned to what it is, and not just to give a word, but to give an season word for any individual, because it says that not a drop or tittle of my word will hit the ground. And as God takes me there, it is for me to do the assignment, and my obedience of the Lord is to declare the word of truth, unadulterated word of God. Not only that, my ministry is to heal, set free, and deliver many people as God used me, as I decrease, and also to share. I do actually do intercessory prayer, where God has me in that place to intercede on anyone's behalf. But I am so excited to be here. I am married to my husband, who is a minister of music and an inspirated speaker, Jonathan McCants, and that's how I actually met the woman of God, and I'm blessed, you know, to have that encounter. So today I am here to deliver what God has given, and talking to the woman of God, a phenomenal woman, and who is sound in God, and I bless God for her, and a beautiful spirit, and God connect us in being sisters in Christ. Today God has given me a word, and I'm not going to be very long with you all. In regarding to perfecting my assignment, and do understand, people of God, as we are in this season, some of us have been stagnant. We're not knowing which way to turn in any which way of life, no matter what it is, the mind, the body, the spirit, the soul, dealing with your finances, dealing with marriages, dealing with your lifestyle. There has been a stagnation in the body of Christ where God wants to wake us up and perfect us. And somebody says, woman of God, what do you mean by perfect, or to say perfect? And a lot of people say, well, we're not perfect beings, but the word perfect means to mature and to perfect. And here it is where God tells us here in the book of Revelations, and I want you all to turn here to the book of Revelations 4:1, where God would give us this profound word when he says that we have to build and perfect and to come up. Now, looking at Revelations 4:1, the Amplified Bible says, as this I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I had heard, addressing me like the calling of a war trumpet, said, come up here, and I will show you what happens next, what must take place in the future. And it says, verses 2, and at once I came up under the Holy Spirit power. At once I came up under the Holy Spirit power, and behold, a throne stood in heaven with one seated on a throne. To go back to that, when God says, come up here, and I will show you what happens next, which means that I have to come up in the mindset. So you have to come up in the spirit. You have to come up in the action. You have to come up in your voice. You got to come up in prayer. You got to come up in interceding. You got to come up in your lifestyle. There are a lot of things that God tells us to come up, because he says when you come up, then immediately you come under the Holy Spirit's power. And once you come up in a place in God or in a realm or a dimension in the Lord, then something transitions in you, because now you relinquish or you decrease in yourself, and now the Holy Spirit overtakes you. So when you come up, the Lord says, at once I came under the Holy Spirit power. So now my flesh becomes submitted under the Holy Spirit to do the works of God. So when he says the word perfect, or shall I say perfecting, it says having the qualities or desirable elements. So when I have the perfection of God, then there is a desirable element about myself or qualities. And I'm not speaking on myself, I'm speaking on behalf of somebody who is listening. When we get to that place in God, there is a desirable element, because the Spirit still draws us. That's why when in us through love and kindness have I drawn you, in spite of what it looks like in your life, in spite of all the hell that you're dealing with, in spite of the situation may look, in spite of that your marriage looks like it's broken, in spite of that your finance is in a such place, but the Lord is saying to you all today that there is a requiring quality and desirable element to where I am taking you as you come up here. So when I come up, as he declares to us, no eyes have not seen, ears have not heard into our heart. I'm sorry, no eyes have not seen, no ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart. And I'm telling you this because there's a time when we can't hear. There's a time that we can't see. So I got to come up in my vision so that I can see what God is giving. And I want to share with you from the Message Bible to what the Lord said in regard to the same verse. And this is going to open up an insight. Give me one moment. When you look at the Message Bible, it says, then I look and oh, a door open in heaven. The trumpet voice, the first voice in my vision, called out, ascend and enter, which means now I come up. And the word says, I'll show you what happens next. Now watch this. The word says, I was called up at once in a deep worship. And oh, so when you come up, you come up into a deep worship. Worship is a lifestyle that produces the quality of what God wants to do in our life, because you have no other choice but to worship, because you come to worship him in spirit and in truth. And as you come up, you come to understand the true identity of who you are in Christ. Now, when you look at this here, when you go back and look at the word, you don't have to go there with me, but you can write it down. I'm going to be very quick. The word in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and the voice of the Lord says unto us in verses 9, it says, but he said to me, let me go back up, verses 8, three times I called upon the Lord and besought him about this and begged that he might depart from me. And understand when he said that, this is Paul talking in regarding to a situation where he had a thorn in his flesh. Now, it says verses 9, but he said to me, my grace, my favor, and loving kindness and mercy is enough for you, sufficient against all danger, and enables you to bear the trouble, mainly for my strength. My God, and power are made perfect, fulfilled, and completed, and show themselves more effective in your weakness. So when there is a time when there is a thorn in your flesh, and we're not talking about when we are in sinful nature, a thorn in my flesh means the weakness of what I can't do, what I'm not capable of doing, where I am incomplete in. But there is a time that the Lord said that I will perfect you, to draw you to me, that you fulfill your destiny, that you will fulfill what I have called you to do, where you will fulfill the completeness of what I have placed in your life, because you're called according to my purpose. It's for my name's sake, says the Spirit of the living God. It says right here, he says, for my strength and power are made perfect, fulfilled and complete, and show
show themselves most effective in your weakness. Therefore, I will all the more gladly glory in my weakness and infirmity, that the strength and the power of Christ, the Messiah, may rest, yes, may pitch a tent over and dwell upon me. So in the midst of my infirmities, says the Spirit of the living God, in the midst of your infirmities, that's when God brings you up in the midst of your weakness to take you up in the strength and the power and empower you in places where you don't know how to come up. That's why God tells us, come up here and let me show you what happens next. Because in the midst of what you can't do and what you can't trace, we don't know which way to turn. We don't know who to talk to. We don't even know who to call. We don't even know which way to fulfill. We don't even know where you're going to get the next dime from to fulfill your obligations and your finances and to declare your bills. The Lord of your infirmities, in the midst of your lack of strength, in the midst of your lack of power, you are made perfect in me, so I have to bring you up. My God, the word declares unto us, watch this in verse 10, he says, us people of God, he says, so for the sake of Christ, I am well pleased and take pleasure in infirmities and insult and hardship and persecutions, perplexities and stress. For when I am weak in human strength, and then I am truly strong, able, power, and divine strength. So there is a that God will bring us up and perfect us, because we are in that place that he has patrolled us up to bring us to a place and a level of maturity, because you've been stuck too long. You've been there too long. You've been thinking too hard. And God is bringing us in the midst when you are weak. Therefore, I am strong, not in human strength, but in your divine strength from the anointing of God. I hear the Lord saying to somebody today, it's time to let it go and come up. It's time to not worry about it no more. It's time to come up. It's time to let go and stop worrying about your husband and your children, your finances. I want you to come up in the midst of your weakness, in the midst of your hardship, in the midst of your infirmities, in the midst of your insults and persecutions and your perplexities, your confused mind, and so many different things. God is saying, even though that sin there comes, because the desire is for you, according to Genesis 4:7, where God says, if you do well, we're not right to follow you. But if you're doing well, sin is crouching at your door. If desire is for you, but God says you must master it. In other words, God is saying, I will give you a way of escape. As long as in the midst of your weakness, I am empowered within you, and you come up in the lack of your maturity, because I want to see you blossom. I want to see you rise up. I want you to come up off the ground like a diamond. I want you to rise up and come from deeper than a higher level, walking in faith in Christ, that's trusting in me and leaning to your own understanding and all thy ways, God said, I will acknowledge you, and you shall. He said, I will direct your path, because the word of God is the light on your feet and the light of your path. When you are bending knees and you don't even know, and you're crying to God, and God says, come up. God says, come up, because I'm taking you there. I'm taking you higher. I'm taking you beyond your own comprehension. As the word says, perfect is to consummate and to complete, because there's something about my spirit that has to be complete and consummated with the Lord, not to be mating with a mate, but to mate with God to the point that my spirit is in alignment with heaven and earth, is in sync. My body, my mind, my spirit is in sync with the Lord. I'm talking to somebody right now, as the Lord tells us that we have to be ye perfect as a Father in heaven, Matthew 5:48, which means for me to mature, I got to come up in my action, my behavior, my characteristics, my integrity. So what did I say? What did I speak? How I read? Hello, somebody. I'm talking to you today. And in the midst of my prayer life, I got to perfect my prayer. I cannot stay right there in grades of 20 to 15 minutes anymore. God is yearning to come up, because I need to go ye into all the world. I called you to the nations to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. All the lost sheep of Israel back into the house. You got to perfect, because it's just like this, people of God. You went to school where you at one point preschool. school and went from preschool to elementary. So you matured in that, and you went from that grade to elementary, from elementary to middle school, from middle school to high school. And some of us stopped there but did not mature to perfect the education of who you are, do what you want to do, and what you're called to do in the earth realm. Some people went on to grad school and undergrad school and master's and then PhD. In other words, there are so many different levels that God has betrayed us because he molded and shaped us out of the infirmity and iniquity to draw us to a place where it needs to be like, you have not matured in being a counselor. Come on, somebody. You have not matured in understanding the word of God. God said, I'm calling you to a place that you can read and go beyond the scripture because he's called into the deeper, which means I am drawing you to come up in an element of where I want to use the fiber of your being and sit in your body because you are a tabernacle for the Lord. And as God is saying to you, it's time for us to perfect. This is your season to grow. This is your season to come up. This is your season to walk. This is your season to produce. And anytime there is something being made perfect in God, it is the time of your weakness, of what you don't know how to do and how to fulfill it and how to come up. And that's when you call upon the Lord who that for thee and then you are good. I'm almost going over the God. As the word declares unto us, he said, the word perfect also means to achieve, because I need to achieve something, even if it's to accomplish what I need to get something done in my house. If you got to go outside and accomplish your garden and cut your grass, there is something about you that God has said it's time to mature. Even if you got to take the time and paint your house, you've got to mature and transition everything. Even if you got to go in and wash the dishes, it's been sitting there for a period of time. You got to wash the clothes that have been sitting there for a week. Okay, I've got to come up and fold the clothes. If not, if I don't wash them, they're going to keep coming up on me. In other words, I'm saying to us, people of God, as the Spirit of the living God is saying to us, if I stay there too long, I'm talking to you. He said that everything keeps piling up on you because you're saying, God, I want to do it, but I can't. God, I don't know how to do it, but something in your destiny is still piling up, and your insight is still piling up. Everything, your assignment is still piling up on you, but it's time to come up and perfect because you've been in a stagnant place too long, and God is saying to us, come up, and I will show you what happens next, because the Lord is saying to us right now, and I'm almost done. He says that there's skillful and talent, and you have to master some things and thoroughly train. So if I go to a place and I'm talking to somebody, woman of God, if we go to a place and we're sitting down and say, I'm going to intercessory prayer, or if I'm going for a training to know how to pray, I have to be thoroughly trained. I can't go nowhere if I'm not being trained. I can't pray if I have not been trained. In other words, to perfect to be a prayer warrior or intercessor. I'm not just speaking about somebody that can say, Father God, I thank you, amen. No, when God wants to use you for his glory, for his benefit, and he's amplified through your body, then I got to train you to be. He trained Moses to be a leader and took him out of man's strength of being a leader in Pharaoh's house. He put him on bending knees and said, take off your shirt, for you are unholy ground. And I got to train you for a people, not just for a city, not just for a town, but I got to train you for a nation, a generation to come. I hope somebody caught that. It's not just for you to be in a city. It's not just for you to be in a town. It's not just for you to be in a location. But God is saying that I got to possess you to take you up, and I called you to nations. That's why Moses had to be trained by God and not by Pharaoh. He was in Pharaoh's house to understand the strategic levels of how they produce things. But God said, I got to decrease all this off you because somebody else told you. I got to teach you up under my Holy Spirit. My Holy Spirit is the counselor, the teacher, the advocate. And I got to take you where you need to go. I got to incline and sharpen your skills. I got to chisel you. I got to sharpen your insight. I got to sharpen your eyesight. I got to sharpen your ears and pull away from all the mess and foolishness and godliness and witches and backbiters and all that so that you can perfect and come up and let those things come on, people of God. Fall off your back like waters on a duck's back because God is calling you. Calling. And when we go here, I'm going to go here. So the book of Ephesians, you don't have to go there. What the words of Ephesians 4 and 10. He says, he who is sin is the very same as he who also has ascended high above all the heavens, that he, his presence, might fill all things, the whole universe, from the lowest to the highest. And his gifts were varied, but he himself appointed and gave men to us, some to be apostles, special messengers, some prophets and far preachers and evangelists, some evangelists, preachers of the gospel, traveling missionaries, some pastors, shepherds of the flock, and teachers. So watch this. He and his intention was the perfecting and the full equipping of the saints, his consecrated people, that they should do the work of ministering towards building a Christ body, the church. So God is saying that I have called you and to master an assignment that you are to be perfected of the saints, which means to grow them, to build them, to cultivate them, to train them. I put people in place, and you are the one that I'm using as a tabernacle, because my spirit is in you, because I declared it in my word. It's in me. You move, live, and have your being. Acts 17:28. As God is saying that as we have come up, then now I have to go protect the people. The same thing that Moses did as he sat in the face of God. The same thing that Jesus did when he equipped his disciples who were disciplined, trained at that time. Because when you are a disciple at that time, you are being trained. And as he trained them and he departed from them, now I will pull myself away from you, from the intimate session, that you will now walk in the obedience as you have come up. And how did they come up, people of God? Is when they went and fasted and prayed. Jesus sat down with them in the book of Acts for 40 days. And at the same time, he took them and said, tarry and wait in Jerusalem. The word Jerusalem says to wait in peace. The word Jerusalem means peace. So in the midst of your waiting, as you come up and wait for the power to move for you and not you impatient, and you have to learn to be self-control and set fast and unmovable and unchangeable. As the Lord tells people of God, he says that in the midst of the tarry and wait in Jerusalem, I hear the Lord say to somebody right now, wait in peace as I produce my power. Wait in peace as I strengthen you and overpower you. Wait in strength and me in my peace. And then he took them up into the upper room, 120 of them or so, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, where the Spirit came down like a whirlwind, set up on them like a cloven tongue, and then they all spoke in a new language, because that means that my language is getting ready to change, my season is getting ready to change. There's a new season, there is a new beginning, there is a new action, there is a new attitude, there is a new way of action, there's a new way of you, that the Spirit of the living God. And look at the words here. We go back to Revelation, and I'm about to close. And what it said unto us, it said, after that I look. What do you mean, after that I look? When you go back to verse 22, it says, he was able to hear, let them hear and listen to heed what the Holy Spirit is saying to the assemblies of the church. When you go back and look at this, afterwards, then I look and behold, a door standing open, because there is a door open in heaven waiting when you come in after you perfect, after you come up, after you rise up like a diamond coming out the ground. Because God is calling you from deeper depths and higher levels. God is taking you from one place to the next. God is taking you across the country. He's taking you in a better element in your business opportunity, in your business, in your job, in your level as a supervisor. No matter what it is, even in a church, God is possessing you, but you have to come up here. And he said, first in the voice which I had heard, and blessed only you can answer to the call so that you can perfect. Nobody can hear the voice of God for you but you. So that when you are called by the Lord, because he said, I will call you by your name, because I got to call you out of your fornication life, that I say that I got to call you out of homosexuality, I got to call you out of disbelief in God, I got to call you out of idolatry, I got to call you out of a lack of faith, I got to call you out of to protect you, to love, to let you know that I am your God. As the word said, I'm almost done. He said, like the calling of a war trumpet, say, come power show you what must take place in the future, which means whatever that it takes for me to bring you up, I will show you what must be revealed. Because when I give you the insight, as you have the Holy Spirit, and you're sitting down in the inside of you, then I bring up that you may see the future, because I've given you the ability. Because like I told Abraham, said the Spirit of the living God, as far as you can see, I will give it to you. So when you come up, I will give you the house. Come on. When you come up, I will give you the car. When you come up, I will give you the husband. I will give you the wife. When you come up, I will give you the child that you've been laughing, trying to burst out while you're married. When you come up, in the left, I will give you, I will give it all to you. The word declares to us in Matthew 6:33, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything shall be added. When you look at the word, as you said, what I came up under the Holy Spirit power. Because only how we can perfect, only how we can mature, is come under the Holy Spirit. Sabrina, prophetess McCants, cannot come up and perfect within herself, because if I do, I will fall every time. Trying to be perfect in God. Perfect means to mature and grow, to complete, achieve, and consummate, and finish, accomplish, and effectuate. So I can't do it in myself. We have to come in the Spirit to become greater within him, as he may show in the midst of the weakness. I hear the Lord saying to us, people of God, there is a season of height now that some of us seem like God is not there or moving or working, but God says this is the time that I want you to come up. Even if I call you at 12, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning to my presence, like he told Moses, and I'm going to say this here. When Moses was to hell, he didn't have enough power to say, thus says the Lord, let my people go. So he went back to God, which means he had a lack of strength to pull a power from a Pharaoh whose heart was hardy. He went back to God because Pharaoh said, go and worship your God. You ain't got enough power to slay me. So he went back to God into the desert or to the wilderness and prayed and fasted. And Aaron, go back to Pharaoh one more time. Pharaoh thus said, the Lord, let my people go. Pharaoh looked at him again and said, go and worship your God. You ain't got enough power. You know how many times we can do something and cast out demons and all kind of things happen? We ain't got enough strength. We got to go back to God to fast and pray, because some of these things come through by fasting and praying and spending time with God. He goes back to God and comes again to Pharaoh. And another time it says, Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, let thy people go. He didn't have enough power, but it took him to spend more time with God, and God laid through plagues upon Egypt, and finally the power came and overpowered Pharaoh. And because when you are in God, no weapon that form against you shall prosper, no matter what force may come against your life, no matter what action may come against you, no matter what kind of things that come against you, no matter what the people are saying about you and talking about you and criticizing you and your harsh, your persecution, God is saying in the midst of that, as you come and the weakness will not overpower and empower you, that my strength is made known, I am glorified for the glory of God, because you created my glory. You are my glory. You're not a glory thief, but you are the one that is, you are the one that God is glorified through, as he is magnified by the works and deeds that we do. God bless you, woman of God. You can take over your life. Praise you, the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh God, we bless you for it. We thank you for a word, God, straight from you, God. We thank you for the word that protects us, God, that calls us up and calls us out. Thank you for the word of maturity, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you are speaking to us in this hour, and we pray, God, that you'll continue to discipline us as your believers. I thank you for a spirit of discipline. I thank you, God, for a mind, God, to get into position. I thank you, God, that you are breaking stagnancy in our lives, and that you are calling your people into divine alignment. You're calling them into their place. You're calling them into the kingdom for such a time as this. And so, Father, I thank you now for kingdom assignment. I thank you, God, for every blessing. I thank you for the anointing that is destroying the yoke, Father. I thank you right now, God, as you are leading us into our prospective places.
as you're calling us out of darkness into the marvelous light. Father, your word declares that they that know their God shall do great and mighty exploits. I thank you, God, that we shall do great and mighty exploits in you. Ekomansia. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for the Spirit of God that just rests on this line this morning. Mm. I thank you for the weight of your glory. I thank you for the river. Oh, God, that we might drink from the well that never runs dry. I thank you for the well of the living God. And, Father, I speak to every well that's under the sound of my voice, and I decree and I declare that out of their well, God, shall spring rivers, a living water, God. I thank you today. I speak to the well. Spring up, O well, down in my soul. Spring up. In the name of Jesus, spring up. I got until every dry place is watered. Spring up. I got until there is a sound that is released out of us. Oh, God, that would break the chains of darkness, that would drive out spirits. Oh, God, that would tear down the waste places, every place that's been ruined, every place, oh, God, in our life, oh, God, that has not been producing. We speak to drought this morning, and we even speak to disease of spirit. We speak to every spiritual disease. Oh, God, those that are diseased in the spirit. Oh, God, spiritual leprosy. I got everyone that's crippled. I got, we speak to every joint. Now we speak to every place that is disfigured, that is out of place. That is not producing, Father, and we pray now by the authority of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, that your power, that it is raining. And that you are having your way even now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, let's just begin to give him glory together, saints of God.
Thank you for your word this morning, God. Thank you for revelation, God. Thank you for your wisdom, dear God. Thank you for maturity, God. Thank you for the grace, God. Hallelujah. Don't let the word fall on the ground, God. Oh, God, don't let it produce what you sent it out to do, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, be to God.
You, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
I'm here once again, elated to be a part of what God is doing in this season and to be a part of Pastor's Prophet's parenting today and to share such a blessed word from the Lord come from above. I would say that as we are perfecting in everything, it takes time because Rome is not built in a day. But as we strive for perfection every day, life can be so mysterious to us at times, as God tells us that life is in the ways of righteousness and war and spiritual rectitude in every area of our life. But in our pathway, there is no death. So as you're crossing over and you're maturing and coming up in anything in life, I decree and declare that as you come up through what it is that God is preparing or what you do or coming up from, there may be some things in our life, and maybe some things in your life, and maybe some people in your life, and maybe a little darkness somewhere, and God is saturating and consummating and pulling us out of this stuff so that we can come up. And I'm saying to you today, take it as God has given it unto you, and go and thrive and bask in the things of God. And take this and let it marinate, because I believe that somebody here was in a complacent place, didn't even know which way to turn. But God spoke to you today and told you to come up.
Thank
because
you,
you've been stressing too long. You've been sitting on it too long. You've been worrying too long. And there is a relationship that you've been in too long. And God says, I need you to come up. Because there are times that we choose wrong things. And not knowing that it's wrong if we have not sought the Lord. And I'm telling you today, the person that God is showing me that there is someone in your life that you're still trying to contemplate to see if this is the right one. But I'm speaking to you. I don't know who you are, but you've been asking and questioning. You've been going to your friends and saying, what do you think about this? And the Lord is saying to you, let it go. Because that's not the one for you. I want you to come up. There is nothing in common between the two of you. And as you're sitting here, you've been stressing for so long. God said, I've given you the signs. I've shown you insight. I've shown you action, deed, and character. But that person can't take you because their character is not there to make you where you need to go. Yes, I hear the Lord said that I call a you to be helpmeet, but that's not your need. So I got to perfect and mold you to be the wife that you need to be. I have to prepare you to be a wife. I got to train you to be a wife, and you're going to someone who is not worthy to have you. That's what I hear the Lord saying to you at this time. As this is just one particular person, I don't know who it is, but the Lord said you've been just asking and questioning, and your heart is in love. And God said your spirit has departed, but you're still holding on to something that shouldn't be there. And I hear God say, let it go so that you can be molded. I got to break the molding of this relationship and bring it to a place of maturity that the spirit of the living God. God bless you. I am so elated once again to be a part, to declare the word that God is giving. And as I depart, I honor the Lord for the woman of God, such a humble and faithful servant of the Lord. And I bless God for the encounter and to be part of the Blog Talk Radio here as God has used me in this hour. I love you all. May heaven's rest room and abide. And blessings. And once again, thank you for allowing me to come and let the Lord use me in such a profound way to deliver a word for the right season, perfecting in my season. Bless you, woman of God.
Bless you, bless you. Thank you so much again. We are so grateful to the woman of God that she would pause for a moment and join us this morning during our 9 a.m. prayer call. Again, thank you for all of you who are visiting on our line for the first time. Thank you for calling in. Thank you to each and every one of our Prophetic Intercessors Network intercessors. Thank you for your consistency and your faithfulness. We are so excited about what God is about to do in this season of our lives. Hallelujah. There is a new place that God is calling us into. There is new opportunity. God is indeed taking us higher in Him. And I'm just so elated to be alive in this season. And some of you don't even know what season that you're in, but I want to encourage you to shout now, because tomorrow it gets even better. Hallelujah. Tomorrow it gets even better. Hallelujah. If you think today is something, wait till you see your tomorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Better days are ahead of you. Better days are coming. Better days are right around you. Hallelujah. Even as I think it was Joshua, or it could have very well been Jacob, who said, the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And God is in this season, in this place in your life. You got to know it. God is in this season. He is right here in this place. And I want to encourage you, wherever your place is right now, God is there. He is not coming. He's there. And so pay attention. Watch the signs. Embrace your moment. Take full advantage of this opportunity, my God. Take full advantage of your opportunity, Jesus. Hallelujah. And as you step through every door that God has assigned to you, I want to encourage you, give it everything you got. Hallelujah. Everything you got, go in this thing with everything you got. Hallelujah. My God, this is a new day. This is a new day. The devil is defeated again. He is under your feet. He will not stop anything. For the race is not given to swift. Now the battle is to the strong. Oh my God.
Thank you, God.
Be encouraged, saints of God. Be encouraged. Hallelujah. Thank you again for joining us on the prayer call. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's time of intercessory prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.